a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 4th of August. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 74 degrees.
5400 South, a portion of it closed in Kearns. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this hour with breaking news in Kearns, where police are investigating an officer-involved shooting.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene near 56th West and 54th South with the very latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, like you guys have been seeing on the traffic cameras, this is a very heavy police presence over here around 54th West and 54th South. I'd say there's at least a dozen police vehicles here on the scene. They blocked off about a block and a half in this area. The problem is there's not a whole lot of details available. This broke just about a half hour ago. It has been confirmed, though, to be an officer-involved shooting investigation. We still don't know anything about possible injuries, IDs, or anything else surrounding this. We will be providing updates throughout the morning, though, as more information comes our way. Reporting live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of protesters show up at the Cottonwood City Building in reaction to that protest on Sunday. Police say protesters turned violent, but protesters claim officers became violent first. John Hammond lives in the area.
We found wrenches in the middle of the street. We found all kinds of stuff that you would use to throw. And so I thought the police did a great job. I was so glad that they were there.
About 300 members of an armed militia also showed up. They say they were there to de-escalate the situation and deter any violence.
Coronavirus and classrooms. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Teachers, parents, and students are planning more rallies today as school districts finalize their fall plans.
When we were doing online school, in my personal experience, my grades tanked.
Coronavirus in classrooms. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Tim, a growing number of parents and students have RSVP'd to this event. They're going to gather in front of the Davis School Board meeting tonight to ask that classes go back to 5 days a week instead of the new plan of every other day. Donovan Drake is a high school senior who started a petition.
And a lot of people with learning disabilities just function much better if they're sitting there being taught by a person, if they can interact with a person and not through just an email.
Some teachers and staff are also worried about where their children will go while they're working, and parents say their voices are not being heard. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Adam Thomas, who has more on a protest in the Granite School District.
The Granite Education Association is organizing the protest before the Board of Education meets at their offices along State Street in South Salt Lake. The association's president says many are not satisfied with the district's plan, calling social distancing an impossibility under it. They want to adopt a modified schedule that keeps half the kids out of the building. The rally is supposed to start at 4:30. The board meets at 5. Adam Thomas, KSL News Radio.
Tornado and flood warnings are up along the East Coast. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, tropical storm Isaias grinds across North Carolina today. This man lives at Ocean Isle Beach, where the storm made landfall as a hurricane overnight.
House was definitely shaking and swaying earlier in the evening.
One death is now reported in North Carolina. Major metros of Washington, Philadelphia, and New York are in the storm's path the next couple days. A memo from FEMA shows COVID deaths increased 24% last week from the week before, but not all the news is bad. Vice President Pence tells Fox News.
Cases are declining. Emergency room visits are declining.
New infections nationwide went down 9% week over week. Progress is reported towards a new stimulus package, but an agreement still not close, Senate leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, the Democrat leader is still refusing to let struggling Americans get another dime. Unless he gets a massive tax cut for wealthy people in blue states.
Democrats are demanding aid for state and local governments. Republicans oppose. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Chicago saw 100 homicides last month, more than that. the highest one-month total in 28 years. So far this year, 40 children have died by gunfire in the Windy City. Other major cities across the nation also seeing huge jumps in homicides. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. We've got another day of sunshine and very warm temperatures across the Beehive State.
After a number of triple-digit days, we're going to be awfully close again today, but we'll shave off about 4 or 5 degrees for this afternoon. So I'm not even going to say cool down because we're still up into the upper 90s and sunshine still slightly above the average, but maybe not quite to the level we've been at the last couple of days.
Grant says we can expect a high of about 96 along the Wasatch Front today with a high of 107 in St. George. By Friday, maybe we'll cool into the lower 90s.
Scientists are keeping an eye on Utah's groundwater levels following the heat wave and a very dry spring. Glenn Merrill with the National Weather Service says reservoir levels are still okay, but the runoff that feeds groundwater and your sprinkler system was down 20% this year.
Even if we go in, have more precipitation, more showers and thunderstorms in August and September like we usually do, that's really not going to have much an impact on the reservoir levels. It'll just aid with soil conditions.
Merrill says many reservoirs are at 80% capacity following 2 good snowpack years.